Los Angeles serial robber gets 10 years in federal prison. Los Angeles: A Los Angeles man who robbed gas stations and markets during a month-long crime spree that included a carjacking was sentenced November 29 to 10 years behind bars. Namir Green, 23, was also ordered by U.S. District Judge Sherrilyn Peace Garnett to pay restitution of $17,084, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mr. Green pleaded guilty in September to one federal count of interference with commerce by robbery. During the crimes, Mr. Green brandished a gun, threatening to shoot store employees if they did not retrieve money from the cash registers, according to his plea agreement filed in Los Angeles federal court. Mr. Green admitted that on April 4, he robbed a Shell gas station in Marina del Rey by making a purchase and remaining inside the store until all other customers had left. After the gas station was empty, Mr. Green placed a brown paper bag on the counter and told the clerk to put everything in there. He pointed what appeared to be a black semi-automatic handgun, but was actually a BB gun, at the clerk while demanding cash. In fear, the clerk emptied the cash register and placed $700 into the bag. Mr. Green then left. In addition, Mr. Green admitted having committed armed robberies, using a BB gun to control store employees at a Circle K in Long Beach, an AM/PM gas station in Whittier, the Gojo Ethio Market in Los Angeles, 7-Eleven stores in Pomona and Los Angeles, an Arco in Culver City, and a mobile fix phone repair shop in Culver City. Mr. Green also admitted using the BB gun to steal a Honda Accord from its owner. Police said they located the stolen car in Ontario on April 15 and initiated a traffic stop. Mr. Green tried to escape and a pursuit ensued, with Mr. Green eventually losing control of the car, colliding with a curb and disabling the vehicle, according to an affidavit. Mr. Green ran from the disabled Honda and was apprehended shortly afterward by law enforcement, who took him into custody, court papers show. He was identified from security camera footage, eyewitness testimony, his tattoos, jewelry, and photographs in his Instagram account, according to the affidavit.